I'm throwing the way to, just to give you an outline of what we're going to be doing in the session. It has no, it's not determined in, but we're hoping it kind of over in an hour and a half or 2 hours, and then after that, but we have tonight a birthday cake for the Altos with a Dover-like impression of the Alto inkjet. You know the cake decorating style and visual, and I think they put any picture you want on the cake. So it's kind of a Dover-like image on the cake, and also the upstairs in the exhibit, there's a special area devoted to all of the Duroc machines, including the bee machine. If you don't know about the bee machines, they're sort of wonders of technology and design before their time, and so ahead of their time, some people would argue. One of some of the things that are upstairs are great memorabilia, like recently
clamped onto the wire on the coax. So this is that clamp with a big screw. That means you didn't have to cut the coax. The coax was going around the building, and when you wanted to install a new so-called tap, like a phone tap, you clamped this clamp on it. And that created a connection sometimes. We did connect, we went with the wrench and kind of tightened the clamp a little bit. But I think it's a very important feature that the track was continuous and it was set into it.
One of the reasons that it wouldn't work sometimes is that they clamped them into the air conditioning line. And for about the same time. When they leave that, they had to leave it. Otherwise, the air conditioning would stop working.
Okay. Ethan and I went very lately and Gopher was Ethan and cable.
Yes.
So we actually found out with a new specification for the cable, which turned out to be Gopher. Yes. Maybe that was one.
You know, one of the last lessons we learned to get to you. Because after all, we had all this stuff.
And it worked well.
And it worked.
Well, this is the 76 Alto User's Handbook, which is quite sort of a Bible for people who came into using the Alto. Surprisingly, 79 is really much bigger than this. Surprising stability and lack of code bloat. Yeah, the key step, good rhythm. I repeat, good rhythm. And many of you may know that there's a level project that Vinci Martin's been involved with, which is the Maze War Resurrected project. Maze War, if you don't know about it, was the first multi-user 3D graphical multiplayer game. It was developed on Inlash PS1 at Ames, and it's got moves for so many platforms. And it's actually the core intellectual property behind today's multi-user massive multiplayer role-playing game. And it's on Alto, and in the mid-70s, the sound of keypads going after hours, people playing Maze War with different locations because it was a heart-stopping game. It was after hours because a memo went out requesting people to play it after hours because it was taking up to half the packets in the ARPANET. So, the Ethernet, right. I'm an amateur historian. I get to be corrected a lot. So I've gone to the ground game, it was about 16 years ago. So depending on the research done, incredible research done at ARC in the first 10 years. And you'll see wonders like a 2.5 megabyte platter, which was Ron tells me that people who in their offices had 10 to 20 of these were considered way out on the edge. Why would they need so much distance? Now this platter
that is still a very good question.
Now here all this platter, we pulled this out of the archives back here for display in honor of USB Bravo X 5x4.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
It's not been given to you, but
I guess it's not shit. Oh, we got to run.
Yeah. And the last thing is until very late at night we were inside this machine trying to get it working, and it's down to one failed power supply that burns out every fuse that is inserted into it. So now I think later I'm gonna try to, you'll actually be able to see if Ron is here. You'll be able to see Ron, who probably maintained and fixed over 1,000 Altos in his career, on his back in the position that he was in for years, trying to keep Elfos running. So you'll see him replacing a park supply, and maybe we'll be able to run Gravel, which if you don't know is the sort of great grandfather of all the Zwick on-screen document systems. And with that, well, I'm Bruce Damer. I failed to introduce myself. I just want to acknowledge some other people who couldn't be here. There's a number of people who are considered fathers of this machine. 1972 memo to Gerard Fernandez that requested resources to build a number of computers at Park that we're going to call ALSO. And the interesting thing is that it kind of lays out the roadmap. This is on the DigiBarn site. All the stuff is co-sponsored by the DigiBarn Computer Museum. This is my wacky project along with Alan Bell and my partner Galen to kind of really capture, kind of do a lot of what this museum does, but we focus on systems that we're actually running and we're capturing oral history. I'm recording this right now. Really doing the oral history and trying to tie the connections between people together. Who knew what, and what information went between what people. The sort of the connections map of the human sociograph of the birth of official computing. But if you look at some of the, I'll sort of read some of this. These are the specifications for the ALSO before they were first built in 1973. Talking about the raster monitor using, deciding to use square pixels, which we skip with. But the whole idea of a high processor executing ELM instructions was the whole idea of the network as the computer, the computer as the network, which is a term coined by a company much later.
Yeah.
And talking about starting with the Diablo printer, the laser printer was in the future. About cost of about $10,000, 2.5 megabyte disk, which is what these are. But it would be a test bed, these guys can elaborate on this much more, about looking at network computing. If you have your own computer with your own hard drive space, your own resources, but it is still network. It's not a timeshare system, it's your own personal machine, but it's still tied into the network. What phenomena of work practice will emerge? What phenomena of play of design will emerge in such a network? And they're talking about running Lisp, and I don't think it was meant to run Lisp, but they never did run Lisp on
that. That's true at all. I'll have a bit to say about that.
Thank you for that correction. So the application, it's a really great thing, and this is in sort of in honor of Butler and the vision of the team in the early 70s, and what it competes with. There's a piece of this computer called the Max upstairs, too.
You should read.
Item D.
That's my favorite one.
The implications of Alpha for the local network are unclear.
Oh,
item E started the inline 10. The inlines are wiped out. So,
graphics terminal. Obsolete graphics terminal.
They were obsolete on the day they were born. And they were a vector data. So with that, I think what I'd like to do